Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey, Rick, we've got a great topic for this week's show. You know how excited I get whenever we talk about dog shows, and the biggest dog show, at least in mid-Michigan, is coming up to the MSU Pavilion December 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It's the Ingham County Kennel Club Dog Show, and what a great show it's going to be.
Yeah, if you want to literally know the dog breeds, you know, this is where you want to go to do it. And not only that, but if you really look into these, what seems to be a fashion contest, you end up finding out that it's far more than that. And when you investigate further the breed that you're interested in, you'll find out, just with a few basic questions, whether or not that particular style of dog, you know, whether it's a purebred or not, is for you.
Right. It's not just how a dog looks. I know a lot of times people will look at a dog and say, oh, what an adorable dog. And they end up bringing him in and, ooh, that adorability and looks may not be the same in their behavior or in the demands that they put upon you. And that's why it is so important to recognize not just how a dog looks, but also what it's bred to do. Because as a result of that breeding, sometimes it means a lot of work. In my case, Australian Shepherds sure look nice, but boy, they got to run 5 miles a day. Yeah. And Rick, I don't always move 5 miles a day very well outside of a car, so it makes for a major effort.
Well, and I think that when you look at the show, if you were to watch on TV, it is pretty much window dressing. You know, but when you get there at the show and you literally see, you know, a dozen of these particular terriers or, you know, hounds or whatnot, all in the same group, and you see the diversity, but you also see their activity level, or you know, like Australian sheepdog, you know, you would see the behavior. Going there in person and seeing the whole event will give you an inspiration. And even if you have interest in getting a crossbreed, you know, or a dog, and it doesn't have to be a purebred, the reality is those temperaments are bred within that breed. So when you ask, it's a mutt. Well, what kind of dog is he?
Right.
You know, you might throw two or three names out there, but you need to know what those two or three names mean. If there's Dalmatian in there, you need to know what Dalmatian means when it comes to temperament and attitude and that type of thing.
Right. No, you're exactly right. And what's neat about this show is that you get access to a lot of breeders who know quite a bit of information, as well as judges who amazingly are willing to talk with you and share information. All you have to do is approach them and ask them questions. So it really does represent a great opportunity to learn a lot about these dogs and really to explore the history of certain breeds and the evolution of them and what have you. So it really is a fabulous experience.
Well, ambassadors, you know, I mean, any of these shows, whether it's an aquarium show, whether it's a bird show, whether it's a dog show, you know, as a general rule, if they're set up properly and they're doing their job, you know, their role is to be ambassadors to that concept, to that passion, to that interest, you know, to the dog world. And so hopefully that's exactly what you see here.
Well, and speaking of ambassadors, we've got three excellent ones coming on the show today. First, we're going to talk with Vicki Bovee, who happens to be the show chair. Vicki was on with us last year. She's been involved with the organization quite a long time, and it's her job to make sure everything comes off smooth. And that's one whale of a job.
Yeah, she's excited. Waiting to get on the radio here. She's nervous and excited, ready to roll. You can just tell that she's so passionate about the club that she just wants to rock and roll right here.
Absolutely. And then we've got coming on the show, I don't know what word to describe other than maybe the professor, but we've got Sue Sellers-Rose, who is an AKC judge for decades and decades. And I mean, there is very little, if anything, that Sue does not know about these shows and these dogs.
Yeah, she's been a friend of mine for a lot of years, and she is truly the professional. So I'm anxious to get her on here. She's always a great interview.
Right. And finally, we've got on the show Mark Yeager, who is the president of the Ingham County Club, and he also happens to be a breeder of Brussels Griffon dogs. And he's very knowledgeable about it as well, and he shows his dogs quite a bit.
Now, so right now is the time that you head to Facebook and send all your friends a note that it's time to listen to the radio show. We've got some great guests coming up.
You got it right. So that's the show. The deck is stacked. The plate is overflowing, and we're ready to roll. So let's get it on with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.